This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A French minister says the new Brexit date of January 31st is not negotiable and the risk of a no-deal Brexit remains. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has a story.
Minister for European Affairs Amélie de Montchalin told Europe One Radio that she's advising French companies to continue preparing for a scenario in which Britain leaves the bloc on January the 31st without a divorce deal, despite getting a three-month Brexit extension from the European Union. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had promised to take Britain out of the EU by October 31st, with or without a deal, but the British Parliament blocked his plans. Now Britain is holding an election on the 12th of December, and Johnson hopes to get a more Brexit-friendly parliament. I'm Zaria Shackley.
U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to cut federal funding to California for aid during wildfires. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Several destructive blazes have burned across California over the past couple weeks, fueled by strong, dry winds. But President Trump is threatening to cut emergency aid to help the state deal with the wildfires. In a tweet, he accuses the state's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, of doing a terrible job of forest management and says he'll offer no more federal help. Newsom replied with his own tweet saying, "You don't believe in climate change, you're excused from this conversation." The state controls just a small percentage of California's forest land. The federal government manages most of it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Washington Post reported Sunday that smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Post quoted border agents as saying gangs have repeatedly made holes in the wall using a reciprocating saw. It's a tool that sells for as little as $100 at hardware stores. The Post said the holes created are wide enough for migrants and smugglers to enter. It's not clear how many times breaches have occurred. The president has told reporters he's not concerned. VOA News.